The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, John Robson. This program helps you experience transformational shifts in your health and well-being to feel energized, vibrant, and alive like never before. Now, here is John Robson.
Hello and welcome to today's show. So today's show, we're going to be leading you into, it's a wonderful show. It's a show that I've had a lot of experience in my own life and career of working with these type of issues with mental health and also in other ways too. And the show is titled Accidents and Injuries, Stepping Stones or Stumbling Blocks on Your Path to Fulfillment and Health. Now, I know in my own life, I've had a significant journey with regards to breaking bones and injuries. For those of you that don't know, in my sporting career, I was a martial artist and I ended up being 3 times British Kung Fu champion and world silver medal. I achieved that within a 3-year of setting a 5-year goal to be world champion, and also won some other competitions as well. And I still train and compete in martial arts, or not competing at the moment, but I'm still training martial arts at a good level. And my path on with regards to injuries and accidents, it really began like a long time ago. But as I'm talking through this sort of lead in, I want you to think about, what do you believe? Do you believe that accidents and injuries are purely random events, or is there some sort of deeper meaning and wisdom behind what's going on there? We're going to really be exploring that whole thing today. And in my own life, I counted just the other day, and I've broken and fractured 13 bones in my body in total. You know, I have my left femur, I've broken that. My left humerus, I've broken twice. Both my wrists, I've broken. Knuckles in my hands, bones in my feet, many different bones, as well as having many strains and sprains and things as I've been through the journey as well. My first one happened when I was, I told you on the first show that when I was about 3.5, 4 years old, I actually got hit by a car, and that broke my femur there. And then through life, you know, I've fallen out of trees, broken arms, and in my fighting career, you know, I've broken bones and injuries and everything like that. And what I've been able to notice since I began learning mental health is, well, it's actually quite uncommon. When I speak to other people, they say, you know, I've never broken a bone in my life, some people, or I've never injured anything in my life, even if they're active sporting-wise as well, depending on what degree. But I found that really interesting to be like, okay, so what is the key theme then about the bones from a mental health perspective that maybe can shed some insight in my own life so I can actually maybe transform the process and not have to break things in the future and make sure everything heals at the optimum rate. And what I say through that is that some people, they will injure themselves and it just won't seem to heal. It will just stay in a constant state of trouble for years, for months, for years, where as if it was left to the body's natural healing abilities, the soft tissue repair cycle really only should take around about 6 to 8 weeks to repair. And so it should be then in a good standing and you're able to go back to a level with some good training in. But some things, they just seem to stay stuck there and cause problems for many years. So what I've been able to find is that there's a core theme that runs through the musculoskeletal system and shows up in many different ways of a self-devaluation theme. That's the core theme of the musculoskeletal system. And every different area of the body has a slightly different metaphor. And what I've found is that in working with others and also understanding my own processes, that injuries and accidents – they serve a real important purpose in our life, because every symptom of the body is an expression that in some way, shape, or form, you are out of alignment with what you're truly looking to bring in. And the path that you're really looking to walk. But what the injury and an accident will give you the opportunity to do is it will either assist you in not doing something that you don't want to do, it'll assist you in doing something or having something that you do want. Say, like when I broke both my wrists, there was actually a thing I didn't want to do the week afterwards. And it was interesting that I broke my wrists on the day before I was supposed to start work experience at a place that I knew I would just be really not going to be enjoying that work experience placement. I knew I didn't want to be around there. I knew I was going to be treated like a slave for the time. And I really didn't want to do that. And fortunately, my injury occurred to make it so that I couldn't actually then go about and do it. And when I've watched a lot of my colleagues and friends in the martial arts, I also noticed that there's certain ones of us that will get a big injury just as we're ramping up for a big competition or a big training. They'll get a big injury, which means that they can't then go about and do their competition that they really had a lot of anxiety around even doing in the first place. So what I noticed is, as a key theme, it seems injuries really help us to not do something that we really don't want to do. And there's sometimes a deep sense of relief. Even though you're going through the pain of the injury, there's also a deep sense of relief that happens. Another thing that they help is to do or have something that you do want in your life. So some people, it helps them have the opportunity to actually get nourished by another family member, or to actually get some attention for certain things when they get their injury, to find out some deeper wisdom and information. Sometimes that's less or greater degree conscious, but they can lead you to opportunities. And another thing it can do is just to reveal to you that there is an underlying pattern of some form of self-devaluation or negative self-judgment that's taking place, which is putting yourself down. That's why that theme of self-devaluation is kind of where you put yourself down. And, you know, some of us, we put ourselves down intellectually, around a sport, around our abilities, around the work that we do, many different ways in which we can do putting ourselves down. And sometimes what's more apparent, not so much the self-devaluation, but the other infatuation. So sometimes we put somebody else up on a pedestal above us, and we try to live up to their model of the world, and we try to live up to their to the expectations that they set, which leads us, it's still a self-devaluation, but it's another infatuation form. So those are always things to be really interesting to think about, is how much are you appreciating who you are and activating your own genius in your own life, or how much are you running away from something or towards something that you feel that you're not already? And a great example of this is of people putting somebody else on a pedestal is Muhammad Ali was an absolute genius at this. And what he would do, he would project and he would sort of set in place, you know, this person's going to, Alfie Moore's going to go down in 4, or you're going to go down in 6 or 8, or tell them exactly how the fight's going to go. But not only how the fight's going to go, tell his opponents all of the things that would lead up to where he would be training, what he would be doing, and he'd just be projecting an image. And, you know, he didn't call himself the average boxer. That wasn't the name that he gave himself. He was the greatest. I am the greatest, you know. And he would project into these other people's minds an image that he was the absolute greatest. And once he would confirmed for them that he was going to hit them in certain rounds and it was going to go a certain way, and he'd prove himself right, they would end up almost being in a form of hypnosis with him, and they would believe what he had told them, and then they'd end up like walking into a big shot that he would sort of set up for them. And that's how, like, an other infatuation and a comparison self-devaluation in relation to it can lead us to having an accident or having an injury, which may seem like a random mistake, but actually you put yourself into a position with that, into a perfect position to have that experience. And I'm sure, like, as I've been talking about this with others, they've gone, oh yeah, I remember, you know, I was doing this or that and I fell down the stairs. Or so think about that in your own life. Think about what you were doing if and when you occurred an injury. So that's a little bit of a lead in to today. And today we're joined by a great young guy, Ryan Young. I'm going to be taking Ryan through a process today of finding those deeper wisdom, some hidden information in a right knee injury. Now, welcome to the show, Ryan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, John?
Yeah, good to be here with you. So, Ryan, I actually met Ryan on a two-day training. In Meta Health, we run a basic introduction training, which is a two-day training or a 10-hour webinar training that you can do. For more information on that, email me right now at john@meta-medicineusa.com. Email me right now and say, you know, I'd love to find out more information about the basic medicine training. And Meta Health training. But Ryan came onto that course, and do you want to tell some people about what you came in with as a physical symptom, Ryan, and what the results were after the training?
Yeah, sure, John. I came into the training with some pretty bad acne as I was a year ago, and I was 21, you know, and had a lot of, I guess, beliefs that I had to work through which I learned how to do through the Meta Health training, to then clear that all up. When I had the acne or just like you have any issue in your or disease or anything, you kind of like look at yourself a little differently than you would if you didn't. So I mean, just going through the Meta Health training, I was able to really focus in on myself and understand what it was that I was trying to hide from myself or, you know, avoid in my life and those things, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, so there's like we really showed that the skin has a very specific conflict theme that runs with it. There's two layers of the skin that we really look at. One is a separation conflict that we look to find out, but the other one is a protection. It's like with the acne, it would be more of a protection program. And you relayed to me earlier just how as you had that, the acne is one of those issues that becomes a conflict in and of itself, because every time you look in a mirror, especially on the face, obviously, but every time you look in the mirror and every time you look at yourself, and your identity of yourself is so reflected in what you see in the mirror that you then attack yourself for the fact that you've got it. So it can become like a self-fulfilling problem where you are the one attacking yourself. Yeah, and you reported that was maybe a bit of what was going on at that time, is that you were attacking yourself, you know, not doing what you'd really love to do in life. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And also, I realized it was, you know, a lot to do with past experiences, which is something that, you know, we tend to forget as we grow up. We tend to forget the childhood experiences that we had, you know, that might have cause an emotional conflict with you. And it was really good to just go through all of that in the training and just understand my body more. So
yeah, it definitely is those themes that get set up at most of the work I'm doing with people is really things that are set up in the imprint stages of 0 and 7 years old. And it's just those themes and conflicts that we experience at that age just grow in stress. And they're always showing, there's specific thresholds where it will show up more and more and more in our symptoms of our body. But yeah, you were able to really identify even some deeper roots of these patterns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of find them and work them out. And what were the three top things that you'd say you learned on that training?
You know, really just understanding the healing cycle, you know, the nine phases of disease and how it all works.
The 2 points, nine phases piece, yeah?
That model. Yeah, 2 points, nine phases.
Perfect.
That really, after this, the whole training, I was able to take and look into my own life. And when something would happen, I'd be like, well, why is this happening? And then I'd sit down and, you know, kind of meditate into the body like we did and just really like feel what emotions I was feeling and not to betray myself by thinking it's something else. So that was one thing that I really liked. Another thing was, you know, just how to get more focused and more motivated, kind of goes along with the same lines of realizing our potential or understanding how valuable we are. Because each person, and this goes without a doubt, that every person has amazing, amazing talents. And we tend to just kind of go on with the flow of life expecting that, oh, the stuff that happened to us, we can't really change. And so when I was able to finish this, the training that we did, there was a lot of emotion that was involved with it. And all I wanted to do was just go out and, you know, stand in the sun and just be like, wow, you know, thanks for being alive. And then kind of just going and telling all my friends, being like, you guys really got to try this. You know, just, you got to start just being so happy, because there's, you know, it's kind of hard to explain it until you're actually there, but
there's a lot to be grateful for, isn't there? And there's and self-appreciation and getting in that real important relationship with yourself is such a key element to that.
And just loving yourself, really.
Yeah, learning to love and appreciate yourself. You know, you would really like last week's show on that, because it was really about getting into that good relationship with yourself. It's the first and foremost place that it needs to begin. And you're worthy. You're worthy of appreciating yourself and loving yourself. And all of these little attacks that go on, you know, I'm this, I'm that, it's problems. And what were the results that you got as well? Once you sort of learned some of those things and you were able to apply them in your own life and get those shifts on that, some of those emotional themes, what happened to your skin?
It actually cleared up. I had, you know, as a camp counselor, so I had kids coming up to me and be like, hey, wow, Ryan, your skin looks really good. You know, and I was like, hey, thanks, you know, and it just, it made me like so much brighter. And it's hard to, I feel like as we become more happy and with who we are and how we look and all of that, then we shine out through us. And so I think the skin is one of those things where when someone's actually truly happy, you can see it. It just shines the brighter in their skin and everything. And that's something that, you know, I came out, my skin was clearer.
Wonderful.
And yeah, it was great.
That's wonderful, and the confidence that grew. So we're going to go into a short break now, and we'll probably wrap up that as well just as we come into the next section. But let's take a short break now and come back to some of those deep insights, because they're really important. So we'll see you in just a couple of minutes.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You are listening to Healing From Within with John Robson. To participate in our discussion today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to john@meta-medicineusa.com. Now, back to Healing From Within.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to section two. So just at the end of section one there, and again, you're joining us on the Healing From Within radio show, and today's show is all about accidents and injuries, wondering whether they're stepping stones or stumbling blocks along your path to fulfillment. And Ryan was just finishing up there with how on that the initial training that he did, how he came in with a lot of skin and acne issues, and how resolving some of the core conflicts of self-attack and really growing in his appreciation for himself and his confidence just soared. His skin really began to clear up there. And for so many people, that's a big challenge, isn't it? Ryan, you probably know that there's a lot of people going through school and these sort of things at that age. That it's a real big problem, the skin.
Yeah. I mean, school, if you're going on a date, you know, if you're going to a wedding, if you have a business interview, all of those things, you with the acne on your face, you kind of just lose a little bit of self-confidence and appreciation.
Definitely. And it just takes you out of your flow, doesn't it? It just takes you out of your center because you know that you're not what your skin, what the external appearance is. You know you've got so much wealth in there, but just having something going on your skin, just sort of, we all know, you know, first perceptions really count and all that sort of stuff. So we want to make sure we put our best foot forward. So it's just, and so it becomes a problem in itself because we can keep on attacking ourselves for having this skin issue, and it just doesn't start us off in a good footing because we're out of our flow. But as you notice, as you began to dissolve those core things inside, your skin actually shone. That reflection of where you're at with yourself. And that's great because some people think it's just nutritional or it's just exercise. It's just the oils. It's just some outside in thing. But in some cases that can really make a big difference in cleaning up the diet and everything. And that makes a big difference. But in other cases, there's something more going on. And in your case, that really did show up, that for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So let's crack into actually trying to evaluate now this knee problem, because that's the thing we want to really get good insight on today and clear this up for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So tell us about the symptoms. What are you experiencing?
I guess right now it's for me, I'm a pretty active guy, and to have a knee issue is something that I never thought I would really like get, I guess. And so when I got it, a lot of, you know, a lot of crushing of dreams and things like that, and not being able to walk. But then as of right now, it's been, I guess I did that in March, so it's been quite a bit. It's just still on my mind. It's like a constant reminder, you know, and whenever I go running, or if I go and play soccer, if I go dancing, I still always kind of feel it. And I'm like, sometimes even just sitting there, my brain will just focus on it. And so it's just constantly there.
And a pain. And I'm not sure if we mentioned earlier, but you've got an intention to – one of your goals is to really become a professional football or soccer player, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you'd most love to do. So having a knee issue is obviously at this stage is of your career and growth is a challenge. So it adds more stress on it because of the decision you've made and the values that you have to want to and the intention and the goal you have in your life. It becomes more of a significant problem when you have an injury like this because, like you say, you're a fit guy, you're a strong guy, you've been training, you've been exercising, you look after yourself. So then to have a debilitating thing, I know in my own career, whenever I'd have an injury, it'd be like real trouble because how am I going to achieve what I want to achieve if I have this? So that's an important piece for people to recognize is where you're wanting to go with this. So how important it is to actually resolve it. Cool. So so when you play soccer, sometimes you have to wear your brace around your knee because there's a lot of fear wrapped into it, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, I wear the brace for my brain.
For your brain.
The only reason why I wear it because like physically I don't have to. But
yeah, you can move and you can think, but it only causes pain from time to time.
Yeah. I'm sure if there was a certain direction of the foot being tweaked, then it would obviously hurt again. But like I can kick a soccer ball and stuff like that, but I can't do it unless I wear the brace.
Great, because you were saying that it's also the medial collateral ligament. Is that right? It's the inside of the knee that's causing the problem.
Correct.
Yeah, and is it the right knee?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, so that's the right knee. So I want you to do a little thing for me, and I want everyone who's listening to also do this same test, because this is a really important piece of the Met Health in understanding what shows up on what side of the body. So just tap your hands on your thighs, clap your hands on your thighs, and then all of a sudden clap like you're applauding somebody. So maybe a band that you really like listening to, you applaud them, and just look at your hands and see which hand is on top. Is the right thumb over the left thumb or the left thumb over the right thumb? And what's yours like, Ryan?
Mine is right over the left.
Right over left, yeah. So we call that right wired. And if it was the other way, it would be left wired. I know some people, when we do this test, they actually clap and their hands are pretty even and straight. But then you just go one way and then the other way and you see which one feels more natural to you. And then you'll see whichever you're right wired or left wired. So in the Metta Health, in the Eastern wisdom, it said that issues down the right side of the body are masculine related. Issues that show up down the left side of the body are more feminine related. In Metta Health, we go a little bit further. And we let people know that for right-wired people, or right-handed people, but mainly right-wired, there's 85% of the population are right-wired, and the rest of the 15% there are left-wired. So it's important to know which one you are, because right-sided issues are more to do with masculine issues within yourself, or more male, or partner issues. So issues with the partner of the mother, which is the father, business partner, relationship partner, and all of that. So that's one layer of clue as to the sort of things that show up on the right side of the body, whereas the left side of the body is more the feminine elements. And that's more, in Metta Health terms, we call it mother, child, or nest conflicts. So things that we nurture or feel nurtured by, would conflicts with those sort of things would show up in the left side of the body for a right-wired person, or things to do with the nest, wherever we consider our nest, whether it be our desk or work or anything like that. So what we know here is, and that's for right-wired people. So for left-wired people, you just reverse those things, okay? So that gives you a bit of a clue there. So for you, this is on your dominant side, on your right side, and you're right-wired. Cool. In terms of being an acute or a chronic process, what do you think this is? Is this acute or chronic?
This would be acute.
Yeah. Have you ever injured your knee before?
No. Actually,
this one, no. This is the first time you've ever injured this knee.
Yeah. Great.
But what we know now is there's been times when it's had pain and not had pain. And since March, we're now in October, so that's a good few months. So it's actually gone into what we would consider be a chronic process now, to have pain and not pain, just because of the length of time. Cool. So we know it's a chronic process. We know it's on the dominant side. Do you know when you feel pain in it, are you more active? Are you feeling more active and sort of running around and going and going and going? Or are you more relaxed and calm when it causes you pain?
Well, obviously, like when it first happened, anytime I'd run around or walk, it would hurt. And now I don't know if it necessarily hurt. It kind of is both. It hurts like sometimes when I'm just sitting in the car. But then it'll hurt sometimes when I'm, you know, in rehearsal dancing or something. It'll just all of a sudden just start hurting.
So what we know is there's definitely a weakness there. And so there's other areas around that are trying to help stabilize the knee in order to sort of strengthen it. But that's where there's a weakness that causes pain. And you know what it's like when you've had a hard training session. Most of the time with musculoskeletal problems, we have pain in the regeneration phase, because it's as you're healing, the inflammation comes in. But yeah, it would show up when there's a weakness too.
Yeah.
Cool. So, there's a common theme of the knee, which is a conflict, but I know just because you're practiced at this, bring your mind's attention into your knee now. And as you take some deep breaths, connect very specifically with the area of the injury. You could even put your finger on it if that helps. And if, as you focus on that area, if your knee had something to tell you about the emotion that's stored in it, what would it say? What would you intuitively say this is probably about?
It's a lot of sadness.
Okay. And can you tell what the sadness is about?
Probably. I mean, I have a couple of speculations, but I can't really tell. No.
Put out the speculations, because with us is the knee is about flexibility, but there's also extra components about moving forward, moving on with the legs, because they help us with movement. But yeah, what is coming up for you? Because I know you've been through some challenge, like some real tough stuff.
It makes me think of my friend, who passed away in February.
February.
Yeah.
So it's very close to the injury for sure. So your friend passed away and it was a close friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if it was to do with that, as you focus on the loss of your friend there and you feel the knee, does it change in any way? Does it tingle in any way? Does it?
Yeah, I mean, it actually feels like it's starting to kind of, I mean, it tingles. It's like it's almost healing.
Interesting. Yeah, it's funny that I was just in the shop with somebody the other day and they had a back problem, and just in connecting with what their body's trying to show them about the conflict that they're experiencing, the body then is almost like, okay, I don't need to show you the message anymore. I can start to heal and resolve it. So it's really interesting that you say that too, and that's a real big sign, is the body's showing up trapped energy. And the trapped energy, if it can't get expressed outside, it expresses itself in symptomology inside. So as you connect with it, it starts to almost open a doorway for it to release in some way.
Yeah.
So what do you think in terms of what happened with your friend and at that time and the sadness that you feel, what would be the knee? What would the knee be about for you with regards to that?
Moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, and I can feel that. I can feel the amount of energy that's trapped into it. And, you know, when something's physical, there's usually a lot of energy underneath it. And moving forward.
Yeah, I also just, the girl who died, I was in love with, I guess you'd say. I thought I was going to marry her. Mm-hmm. So...
it was a significant person, wasn't it?
Yeah, just I feel like that's something that I'm still holding on to, is that, you know, that I'm hoping that she'll come back, or that I can, you know, find someone just like her or something. I think I need to just let it go.
Definitely, and as we get into some of the healing, that is part of the stuff we're gonna work on, is how to help you to process this information, to help you start to release this and move forward. Are there any other components that you think are really important for us to be aware of, so that in our plan of transforming this, we get all of the pieces? But you know that, okay, so there's a hope and a dream tied into it of something that may have been. Yep.
Yeah. I think also, before she had died, there was kind of, we were kind of fighting, and I didn't talk to her for 3 months, and like as much as we used to, and then I'd say hi every once in a while, and then I said hi over Facebook, and then she had died. So that to me really, like, I regret not just like being, you know what, you're right, it's okay, or whatever the argument was about, I don't remember. And just kind of ending, like, I feel like for me, it ended without me being able to apologize. So that's like a regret, I guess, there. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And there's so many things that are coming to mind now that help you to do this. And in the lead into this show, it really is talking about us as energetic beings, in that there's never too late to say anything you need, because it gets shared. We are energy beings. So great. We're really getting into the conflicts here. So we're just going to go into the last short break now of the show. And then when we're going to come back, we're going to get a little piece more of the information, what's keeping this alive in your life now, and then really begin that process of starting to open a doorway for transformation. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Healing From Within with John Robson. To participate in our discussion today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to john@meta-medicineusa.com. Now, back to Healing From Within.
Hi guys, and welcome back. Welcome back into the third section here. So as we're going through a real important process here, 12 question process, just to find out what are some of those underlying things that show up underneath injuries, because there is so much more going on. And as you would have heard there, you know, it really does, there's so much more going on. And in the break there, Ryan shared with me a really important insight as to why it might be the knee, which is really showing up, that conflict that he experienced. So, Ryan, do you want to share that as well?
So, I, with my dream being to be a professional soccer player, part of the acne was actually that I would told myself I was never going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. And so I guess having one dream be crushed, I was then, when I was playing and I hurt my knee, I kind of just was like, well, I guess I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, I couldn't walk for 2 days. I didn't think I'd ever be able to kick a soccer ball, really. And so it was very, very crushing.
And it's, as you said there, you know, it's like, it's almost like if one big dream and intention that you have and you hold all of a sudden just gets wiped out in a very short period of time, it can throw our whole path into jeopardy too. And we can be like, well, if that wasn't true, then I wonder how much what else wasn't true too. To get that second knock of actually injuring your knee, and that was a big dream of yours to be a big dream of yours to be a soccer player. Yeah, it can show up. So we're starting to get into some of these belief patterns as well. So we know the sadness, the frustration, the regret that's in there. What's keeping this present now? What do you think is keeping this present now? What are some of the things that trigger you on a regular basis that's keeping it trapped in that and not fully healing?
Well, after she died, I kind of tried to go find someone like her, I guess. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being okay with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that mindset really is something that is keeping me there. Also, after I hurt my knee, you know, I kept telling myself, I'd go in and out of it. I'd be like, oh yeah, I can do this. And then it'd be like, no, you can't do this. Or, you know, but I haven't actually ran to train or do anything to like build up the knee back. Mm-hmm. Which I keep telling myself that I'm going to, and then I never do.
So do you think there's some underlying trauma and beliefs running that's preventing you from wanting to try and do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think some of those belief patterns are?
Again, going back to the acne one, I think that it's, I don't think I'm good enough. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I've had people tell me that I would never do this dream. And I just need to believe that I can do it and that I can succeed.
Definitely, because there's amazing things can happen. You know, I'm sure many people did tell me that the dream of being world kung fu champion at from 23 years old and just starting the martial art for the first time, and setting that goal, there were a lot of people that must have thought I was crazy. But then, as long as I believed it and I had a big why, a very big why for me doing it, a very big intention and a real clear focus and dedication to it, I make it happen. You can make this happen, definitely. And get rid of all of the naysayers for sure, because they'll always be there. There's always going to be someone who says no and no. They're just testing people, you know. They're just, are you certain? Are you definite? Are you sure that this is what you're going to do and want to do? And the only person that can ever make that decision is you. And the only person who's going to help you to make sure that you achieve this is you. But yeah, so maybe some of those things of people giving that feedback is a bit of a trigger for you, because it triggers these whole belief patterns. Maybe in still thinking that she might come back and those triggers, maybe that triggers some pain in there as well of your dreams questioning.
Yeah.
So moving forward, is there anything holding – what are the key components that are holding you back from wanting to move forwards?
With the knee?
Yeah, with life.
With life?
With your sport, with everything, yeah, moving forward.
Steps I can't take? Sorry, what was the
question? Yeah, so what are What's blocking you from being able to fully move forward, do you think?
Myself?
Yeah, yourself.
I guess not sticking to what I say I want to do. Like, I know what I have to do to be the best of the best at soccer, and I haven't done it. Like, I haven't been running. I haven't been playing soccer every day or touching a ball against a wall, making it my life. And, you know, I think it's because I still have that fear of just not being good enough for how I see myself being. A fear of failure, if you will.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was there, sort of maybe a fear of failure. Good. So what do you think, knowing that this is associated with the trauma you experienced of that dream crashing, and then there's a need for letting go. There's also all of these belief systems running around and inactivity that's coming. What do you think are some of the conscious actions that you can start to take from this point forwards to actually help your body heal and to help you actually move forward in life? What do you think?
I think one of the things I should do is go visit the gravesite and kind of just ask for forgiveness. From the girl.
Well, yeah, on one level, like, that can be really do it. But I already know.
Just need to forgive myself.
Yeah, definitely forgive yourself. And one of the things that you can do with that is really, like, list down what it is that you felt you did that deserves guilt. And requires forgiveness. So be sure to list those things down. And then there's a process I want you to go through. We haven't got time to go through it on the show, but to really help you to transform so you realize that life happens, you know. There's all of us wish we could be better and make better choices, but we do everything. We make the best choices we can with all of the information that we have available in that moment. And, you know, there's many things. My mom died suddenly as well, she died suddenly and she was gone. And there was many things I wish I'd said that or hadn't said, you know. But in the end, life is what life is, and you are doing the best you can with what you have available. And you can't predict all of the things that are going to happen, because if you could, you know, you would have done things differently. But there's also a deep wisdom of the way things are. So maybe there's some work on that you can do. But yeah, I think visiting and connecting, even in meditation, what's her name? Sorry.
Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah. So even connecting with the energy of Kelly in deep meditation, and just saying with an open heart, everything that you want to say and knowing her the way you did, what would she say back to you about this?
She would say, get over it.
Get over it because of what?
She was never one to hold on to things.
No. So maybe that would be a good idea is to, yeah, take a bit of Kelly's spirit with this and be like, you know, like, What else would she say? So she knew it's never one to hold on with things, and you can get over it. But what else would she say with a fully open heart?
She would say, you know, if I asked for forgiveness, she'd say it's okay. And if I talked to her about, like, my knee healing and, you know, whether or not I can do these goals, she would say, you can. And I guess that's just something that I missed.
Yeah. And what new forms of, because she's not never left you, you know, the energy of form. And my mom, again, it was this another real core piece that was played in, is that no one is ever more than a thought away. Once you know somebody and you know somebody intimately and you really connect with their energy, they are never more than a thought away, because you can have the conversation with the energy of them and you know exactly how they would respond to you, even if you pose a challenging question. Now, we don't know if that's because of a past memory or whether it's actually a present energy of that person as you've evolved there, they've evolved with you, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? You can always have that conversation.
Yeah,
in meditation.
It makes a lot of sense.
What else? What are some other conscious actions you think you can take to assist your knee in healing and you moving forward in life? What else?
Start training.
Yeah.
The stuff I've talked about.
Yeah. And what do you think would be the thing that would give you enough energy to actually do the things you know you need to do?
A why?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I think that's such an important thing, is to really connect with your what. So what does it look like? What's this compelling future look like when you're doing what you would know you would love to do? What does that look like? And so much more important than the what, and definitely way more important than the how, because hows just seem to happen magically in a lot of ways. But the why, to connect with your why. And do you have a big why for doing this, or do you know it's an area that you would love to work on?
I don't have a big why. I don't have a big enough why, I think.
Yeah.
I think I need to really delve into that and figure out what it is that I need to do.
Yeah. Why. Definitely. And I know when I was developing the why for the martial arts, it was such a key component that before every fight, I would look at my why and I'd reread it. The why we do everything is the most important, because it's linked to our purpose and our soul's expression. So it is so key. But I would go back to it every time, and I'd write the whys for myself. So why am I doing this? And I'd look at the seven areas of life. So spiritually, why am I doing this for myself? Mentally, why am I doing this? Vocationally, with my work and my life. Financially, why am I doing it? Family-wise, why am I doing it? Love and intimacy, I would tie that in. Socially, why am I going to do this thing for friends and things? And physically, why am I going to do this goal? And once I'd done that for myself, I really looked at, okay, so now why am I going to do this for my family? Why am I going to do this for my brother, my sister, my brothers, my mom, my dad, you know, and for you? Why are you going to do it for those people? And also then for your community of where you live in Carbondale, and then also maybe for your state, and then also for your country too. The bigger your why, the hows really do take care of themselves. So do you think that going through that process and asking those questions would be really energizing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you already feel that as you start to think about those things, it opens up an opportunity for you?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, good. What else? Is there anything else that you think would be a really good thing for you to do?
Not that I can think of right now. I think that those why and the asking for forgiveness is pretty big.
Yeah, those are two real core and key things. I completely agree with you. And how does the knee feel now? Now that we've been talking.
Feels good.
Feels good?
Yeah.
That's good. And you keep us – I'll make sure I let people know how that progresses for you. And we'll continue working off air. But I think that's been – thank you so much for sharing, Ryan. And I know I speak for a lot of the people that are listening, for your bravery and your courage to come on and actually explore some of these things. I want to thank you for sharing the way you have.
Well, thank you for having me, John, and you're welcome.
It's yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. And for those that are listening, just if there's any questions and insights or good wishes for Ryan as well, do make sure that you send those in. And also, if you have any opportunities to help him with his dream, then always do reach out with those there. So hopefully you, through that session, you're able to get a little bit of an experience of the sort of things that are underneath. And every single one of us is so unique. Every single one of us having an injury in a specific area would have such a different story and energy behind it. And so that's why they put such personal investigation is so essential. So if you have a physiological issue that you'd really want to get some further insight on, email me right now on jon@meta-medicineusa.com and say, you know, I'd really like help with this issue, and contact me with that so we can work. And I want you to go now as well to www.meta-medicineusa.com, and on the homepage you'll see a little pop-up will come up, and I want you to put in your email address and your name there and send that by clicking the click here now button, and you'll go through to another screen, and in that screen I want you to fill out any of the missing details, and also in the question box, right, because I'm going to provide for you a bit more of a piece of work which is going to show the different metaphors for the different areas of the body and the conflicts and everything. So I want you to get the experience of having that so you can read that and get deeper information. So in the question of that box there, I want you to write, can I please receive my free document on accidents and injuries and the metaphors behind them? And I'll make sure I send that out to you. So it's been an absolute pleasure to share with you again today. I hope you got a lot from today's session, and I look forward to connecting with you soon and next week. You take care.
Thank you for joining us this week. Please tune in to Healing From Within, featuring your host, John Robson, next Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week as we continue to transform your health from within.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.